Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. It's another day. It's another hour. Well, 48 minutes of internet radio. My name's Jamel.
My name is Mike Benner. Happy basketball to you, Jamel.
Bien baloncesto to ye.
You may be wondering why this episode is a day late. We apologize for the inconvenience. We did record an episode for yesterday, and it ended up being a little...
Yeah, I should apologize.
A little paywall heavy.
Actually, speaking of which, I am going to apologize. I want to apologize to everybody I mentioned on that episode. I'm sorry. The world want to see blood, y'all. And I'm not about that. So, whoopsies.
But if you want to see blood, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you access to that episode that we put behind the Patreon paywall yesterday.
Me apologizing 2 days later like J. Cole is exactly what I wanted.
Gets you access to our Discord as well, where you can talk about all the names that...
I'm really sorry. I want to apologize for my actions, honestly, and I apologize for wasting you guys' time.
Turns out, we needed to put out a Patreon episode, so we did it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But if you can't go to patreon.com/airbudspod, go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, give us a 5-star review. We will really appreciate it. It helps us defeat the algorithm and climb the charts, because we're going to become a hit podcast any day now, Jamel.
Yep, today's the day. This is the one that's going to break it all open.
8 years in, and we're finally going to be a hit.
Finally. Man, yeah.
Well, this is a podcast about basketball, Jamel, and there's a lot going on. We had 2 national championship games in the past few days. We have the NBA season is careening towards a wild finish.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to start with?
Well, I guess I'll start with college, because this is the women's tournament was so good, it got Benner to watch college.
That's true.
You don't never watch college.
I do not enjoy college basketball. Typically, I watch 1 college basketball game a year, which is the title game or the Final 4 games. I'll start there. But yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong. They can't shoot for real. Like, especially the men. The men's 3-point shooting percentage is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, the number one guy on a team will be shooting 28% from the 3.
Yeah, and I just don't – look, there's, like, the moral aspect of – you know me, I'm a goddamn fucking leftist. Like, I've always hated how – you know, I've seen college players as exploited labor. Obviously, we're getting away from that a little bit more with NIL deals, although that is definitely not a perfect system in which – people are fairly compensated across the board, but you know, it's something. But then on top of that, it's kind of just like, it's a dog shit product. Like, especially the men's in particular, because every good player fucking takes off of the NBA as soon as they can. And then it just leaves all the fucking, the eighth best guy on a high school team is like now starting for Duke. Like,
I mean, yeah, it's definitely, it was that bad. The hope is that NIL will make guys stay a little longer because they're getting paid. Who knows, guess, if that's even taken hold yet?
Yeah. Women's ball is like, at least it retains talent longer because you can't enter the NBA draft unless you have 4 years of college or 23. Is that the rule, I think?
Something like it. You do got to play the whole time, which also sucks. They should probably get to leave after like 2 years.
Yeah, no, that's also not fair and also fucked up. And but it's at least the game is better.
The game is better. The game has always been better as well. Something we talked about, Arike Ogunbowale, on that Patreon a little bit. And I like what she did. She hit a game winner in the Final Four and the final. And Jordan hit the game winner in the final, but he did not, like, I don't think a man ever did that, right?
You're asking the wrong guy about college basketball.
Yeah, you're right. We just explained that you don't really know, but I'm pretty sure a man never did that. Which
I do know that Jordan did hit the game winner, but yeah, I don't know.
He didn't hit one in that Final Four, right? I mean, and if he did, then Jordan did it. And Arike Ogunbowale did, like, who, like, we're talking about two people on the face of the earth who did that. And one of them was a woman. Makes you think, huh? I mean, that product's always been better. The men's product's always been whacker. And it's always, college men's basketball has always, this is what frustrates me the most when men act like women shouldn't get to play, like, on TV. Because it's like, if you're willing to watch Creighton play Seton Hall at 11 a.m. on a Saturday, like, what are you talking about? How is, like, there's no difference, brother. In fact, the women's game is better.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty clear from the few games that I watched this past weekend. Or I guess starting on Thursday. Was that the first Final Four game for the women?
Yeah, they do it like the day early or whatever. But also, there was a couple good men's games this year. Alabama, North Carolina was a great basketball game.
I believe you.
Take my word for it.
There seems to be a big like controversy over whether or not Zach Edey is going to be a actual NBA player. What do you think?
The guy had 37. What else do you want from him? It's not like UConn didn't stop him. He look, if his ceiling is Boban, then he should be in the league.
Well, if his ceiling is Boban, then that is like, that's a 10-year veteran player, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great career. That's a great career with playoff appearances, with 20-point games.
But yeah, it does seem like the consensus around him is that he is not an actual NBA player.
Dog, people be hating because he's ugly, man. See, this is that, he's getting that Chris Middleton treatment because of how his eyes are placed. Nah, for real, man.
I am looking at a picture, and he does have, you know, let's say asymmetrical face, but he's not like an ugly motherfucker.
If any other person on a basketball team scores 37 in the NCAA final, we're not debating if they're gonna get drafted. And now you're too big. You used to be too small. Now motherfuckers is too big to play basketball. Damn, it happens fast. When shit changes, it happens fast. That's all. I ain't know you could be too big.
Yeah, I'm reading about him right now. And, you know, I know I jumped to this card. I play this card often, but I'm wondering if race has something to do with it.
The reverse racism in basketball is interesting.
Well, he's half Chinese, so I wonder if, I mean, I feel
so
like...
So that's like inverted?
There's been, you know, a long history of racism against Asian players in the NBA in particular.
Yeah. I mean, has there even been 10?
There's definitely been more than 10.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I actually find that hard to believe.
I mean, I don't want to grind the podcast to a halt.
Yeah, we don't have to
Googling
do that.
How many Asian NBA players have there been? But I could, I mean, we got Yao Ming, we've got Jeremy Lin, we've got Rui Hachimura, we've got, you know what? I don't want to do this. This feels weird counting.
Yeah, sorry. Let me just step back and go back to a thing. The energy that I wasn't appreciating this year was everybody's like, yeah, we're watching the women this year. The women are better. The men are trash. It's just, it was like, everybody was like, well, we're not watching both still. We're only watching the girls. And it's like, well, y'all could both, you could watch both. It's like, do you, I guess I just realized this year that a lot of people who talk about basketball and basketball events aren't actually fans of basketball, and their view, it's like they are watching, they want to see popular culture, which is a little different than basketball.
I think that's actually a pretty astute observation, because I do think we live in a time where everybody is radicalized into taking a side, whether it's you know, politics or fucking, like, you can't like Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion at the same time. Like, you
see
need to
saying?
Pick one or the other.
It's like, and they it's both like got you rumps, can't, man.
Yeah, but it, yeah, but you're right. It's like, why we're watching the women's game this year. It's like, well, you can do both. They're not on at the same time.
Yeah, they alternate schedules so you can watch both.
Yeah.
But that's, it's people want to see the hot thing, but it was like the, it just felt so like, it felt like Twitter was trying to make women start dunking. That's what it felt like. It felt like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, I'm watching the girls. I think they're going to start dunking soon.
Right. Like, they're like, they're getting in on the ground floor because, like, the Bitcoin's going to go to the moon kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, they've been hooping. There's been amazing players. There's been great years. And now it's so to the point, it's like, okay, we only love girls now, and the biggest man in the world can't play in the pros.
Well, I think we can both agree that the college game is much more boring compared to the professional leagues.
Yeah, and that goes, yes, with the exception of women's college.
Well, no, I think the WNBA is...
is superior?
To women's college? I think so.
Yeah, yeah, you know what, you're right, because it's really, the women's college season is, it only, it's like, it's not that exciting all year.
Well, maybe, okay, maybe this would be a test. Like, I don't, maybe having the NBA on as the same time as the NCAA men's season makes me not want to watch the NCAA men. But if the WNBA was on at the same time as the women's college season, would that make me less interested in the women's college game?
That would be, that's a thought experiment. We won't get that for years, but
no, we'll never get that.
I like it because the setup now is incredible because you get that instant gratification. Like, the tournament ends, and 2 weeks later, fools are getting drafted. No other sport is giving you instant gratification like that.
I think Zach Edey will get drafted.
He should. And I don't understand why Cameron Brink is more valuable than Angel Reese. Is it because she might be hotter? Which, it's like, We're talking apples and oranges here. Honestly, we're talking about oranges and oranges here, bro. They're both pretty hot.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't even know what we're doing.
Is Cameron Brink projected to go before?
Yeah, all the stuff I seen was on that, and it's like, I don't know. I guess there's some sort of perceived versatility. Is she a better Cameron Brink? Must be a better shooter, because that's the only thing. Like, I don't think I've seen Angel Reese, you know, ever shoot a three. So if Brink is shooting threes, then sure.
I don't think I've ever seen Angel Reese more than 4 feet away from a rim,
which is what's up.
Yeah, but. Is that what it is? It's just like, if you can, it's just the NBA now. It's like shooting is the most valuable thing possible.
I mean, it's got to be. It's got to be. They stretch their 3-point line too.
Yeah, they have, seems like everybody has Cameron Brink going number two to the Sparks.
Which is just, I don't know why Reese makes more sense there. Maybe, like, definitely.
They have Cardoso going before her too.
Which, all right, maybe. I don't know.
They have Angel Reese going number seven to the Lynx, which seems crazy to me.
Which would be a steal for the Lynx.
That would be dropping the seven, Angel Reese. I mean, I don't.
Also, think about this. Angel Reese and Courtney Williams would be teammates.
Oh, man. They were teammates. You know, remember that movie, The Replacements?
Of course.
Remember the scene where then they're in jail?
Yeah.
And they're singing and dancing, and that's what brings a team together? I feel like if Courtney Williams and Angel Reese are on the same team, they might get a little moment like that.
Come on, man. You had a coach, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever. She's on TikTok now, doing raps. She'd be like that old, the grandma that be rapping.
From The Wedding Singer?
Nah, from TikTok. There's like a grandma. She does her hair like the mayor of Whoville. And she's like old as shit. She's like a large old lady. I don't even want to say fat. Because she's not like, it's not like an outward. She's just large. And she'd be rapping like super street shit. It's been a couple months.
Is it a white grandma?
Yes, it's a white grandma. Y'all, the people online know who I'm talking about. You should know from the hair description.
I'll find it eventually. We'll have her on.
You know who's not getting talked about getting drafted? Iowa's other guard, Kate Martin. Let me say something. I just want to salute Kate Martin for actually being a dog. Yes, you're not that great. And yes, everybody on South Carolina was better than you, but you did go at them, and I did appreciate that. And I think that's worth drafting. I think Kate Martin would be a steal.
Dogs are dogs, you know?
She's a dog ski.
DJ Burns, does he have a shot at getting drafted into the NBA?
Sure, they should add a round just for DJ Burns.
A new third round, one pick.
Yeah, the DJ Burns round.
And it's more of a punishment than like a privilege.
Oh, yeah, you got to wait for the DJ Burns round.
One team is randomly picked to have to take on DJ Burns.
Dude, that's perfect, man. You just described my dreams, my wildest dreams.
Jamal, should we talk about the NBA season wrapping up?
Yes, please. Thank God. I'm so glad. I just need this thing to come on. Let's go.
We've only got about 2 to 3 games left, depending on what team you are. But yeah, it looks like the playoff picture in the East is going to be set soon. Obviously, the Boston Celtics are the number one seed, 62 wins. I think I saw that Vegas has them at 75% odds to go to the finals.
I mean, it's just, it should be true. And let's all watch together. They kept their team. They kept their stars. They developed their draft picks. And they kept them for, how long has Brown and Tatum been together?
I believe they've been teammates for 6 years now.
6 years.
Jaylen Brown has been in the league for 7 and Tatum's been in for 6. Yeah.
Come on, man. It's got to turn into one. I mean, you know, It took Jordan. How long did it take Jordan?
A while, right?
A while. It turns out it takes a while. Unless you put together an Olympic team, it takes a while. And maybe they're up. Hilarious that Porzingis was the missing link. God damn. I'm going to make it about me. And I'm just put me on the clock for 30 seconds.
Jordan was in his seventh season when he got his first.
And 3-2-1. Why do the Wizards always got to be the guys to just, you need a big to win a championship? Just wait for the Wizards to shit their pants 1 year and they'll just give them to you. I'm tired of us just giving away championship pieces all the time. It's not fun to watch. And we just cemented our worst season in since we was in Chicago. Since we were the Chicago Packers, bruh. And I'm supposed to be like, ooh, oh, yeah. Wow. get the fuck on with it. Change the name, change the jerseys, do all that. Tired of this shit. Y'all niggas suck. And the end.
So you guys are, the Wizards are like the good luck Chuck for big men in the NBA. You know
for
that movie?
All types of positions. Yes. Yes. Yes, we're good luck Chuck. Yes. Yeah. You nailed it.
This movie,
yes.
for the listeners, Dane Cook stars as Chuck, a guy that women have figured out that after they date him, they go on to meet the love of their lives. So he's just getting, body slammed by a bunch of chicks who just want to find their next husband.
Which is a ridiculous concept for a movie.
Oh, yeah. No, it was... I don't think I've ever seen it, actually, but I can guarantee it wasn't not misogynistic.
I mean, it's just, what are we... I'm supposed to feel bad for Chuck? This nigga's good luck. That's why I don't feel bad for the Wizards. Y'all, this is what y'all do. This is what y'all are set up to do. And what I realized this year is I don't have to watch it anymore. I've given you guys enough money for merch. I've contributed. I've contributed to the signing and trading of all of the carousel of losers that you guys have brought in over the past 15 years. I have contributed financially myself. And I am done.
You heard it here first, folks. Jamel is officially no longer, after years of threatening, no longer a Wizards fan.
I got too much merch. I can't stop. I'm going to keep wearing the merch.
You can't walk it back so quickly.
I can't walk it back so quick because I have so much merch. Again. I'm sorry to the Wizards. I would like to apologize. The world wants to see bloodshed, and that's not what I'm about. I don't want y'all to wave y'all wand at me. I believe you are real Wizards.
Jamel, let me ask you some questions. The Bucks officially have a losing record under Doc Rivers. They are 4-6 in their last 10. They do not look very good. Doc Rivers is blaming the team travel team, the Bucks travel team, on losses now. He is basically called out his players' professionalism. And, they're the number 2 seed, but they've kind of taken quite a tumble here. In fact, I think the New York Knicks could even overtake them for the number 2 before the season's done. Are the Bucks an actual contender or no?
I still got to say, yeah. I mean, they're a contender for the East Final.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know what I mean? And then what? You lose in 6 or 7 to Boston? Cool. Maybe even 5? Cool. I mean, first year together. Doc is a terrible coach, and he's only getting worse. I only see Dame posting about insoles now, which I can't tell if it's bad or good.
It's so close to incel, so.
I guess the problem with them is it's just been hard for them to kick it back up to the one year they did win. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Winning a title a little earlier than you thought you would, it must be hard to like be like, damn, I got to do that again. It's like, not like, damn, do you?
Yeah. But now Chris Middleton can't play anymore and Damian Lillard doesn't fit the way everyone keeps saying he fits.
Well, they're just not trying anything new. Did they ever do the thing that I suggested? Pick and roll from half court?
I don't think I've noticed them doing that, but I don't think they have.
Come on. What's the point of having a guy who can shoot from half court if you're not going to try some stuff?
Yeah. Doc Rivers famously loves to try new things, so this is really weird.
I mean, you already have a guy in Giannis.
Doctor Adjustment is what they call him.
If Giannis gets free charges in every game, they'll mm-hmm. call a couple, but they'll give him a couple free ones. So if he has the ball going full speed from 30 feet, what are you going to do? You're going to set up for a charge above the three-point line? No, you're going to get called for a block.
Honestly, it's not a bad idea.
Right?
Yeah. Especially because, like you said, like you have a guy who can legit shoot like probably 45% from near half court. So why not just fucking do that?
And I mean, it just makes it easier for him to give Giannis the ball too. You get closer to the rim. Everybody's kind of, you know what I mean? Because Giannis isn't really a threat back there. So you can kind of crowd the paint on him. How else are you going to get the space?
So you think conference finals, that means that if the playoffs are set today, they would, and the Sixers win their play-in, that they would be going up against the Bucks. Do you think a Sixers with a healthy-ish Embiid, a healthy Maxi, do you think they can topple the Bucks?
Honestly, it's a perfect matchup for both teams, yeah. Which is insane. I don't think I've ever seen a perfect matchup for both sides like this.
Do you think the Doc Rivers motivating factor would help the Sixers at all?
For sure. Because they know Doc's not going to make any changes. They know Doc sucks.
What if this is what Doc has been waiting for? It's been one long rope-a-dope to just finally make an adjustment in game 5 of round 1.
Which is why I say this is the perfect matchup for the Bucks. The Sixers know Doc sucks. So if Doc even woke up, if Doc went to bed early one of those games and he woke up and was like, man, if I make an adjustment, they'll never see it coming. The Bucks would win.
Doc Rivers is up late watching Love is Blind or something.
Yep. I think he's up late watching hentai. We already know. Come on.
I forgot about that.
We already know what he's on. He's on that shit, Benner.
Do you think the New York Knicks, without Julius Randle, could make any noise?
Yeah. I mean, Ananobi came back in time. If they get the right matchup, I think they could play defense against anyone.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
I think Jalen Brunson gets you a lot, but I could also just see, like, you know, right now it seems like Jalen Brunson, you go nuts, is like their kind of go-to offensive set. And in a 7-game series, that doesn't usually work. You can usually scheme a player out of a game by the time you get to game 2 or 3.
I mean, it's Tibbs' wildest dreams. He's going to try to make it the 90s. We're going to grind it. We're going to just grind you guys, and we're going to hit a couple threes.
I would like to see it. I want good things for Jalen Brunson.
Who are the Hawks getting?
What, in the draft?
No, in the play-in.
Oh, right now it seems like they're pretty much set against the Chicago Bulls.
That's ridiculous.
No, I think they are absolutely set. What's that?
That's ridiculous that's a series. Like yep. Hawks Bulls is a playoff series.
Yeah. The East ended up sucking really bad.
Yeah, for the first time in 8 years, I'm going to have to admit the East sucked this year.
Yeah.
But then I guess Trae Young might come back. Like, for what, man? The only reason he's coming back is because he's got a podcast. Son of a bitch, man. Fuck.
Do the Miami Heat have what it takes to do the Heat thing and just be really bad in the regular season and then suddenly become...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
The one team that can beat the Celtics or the Bucks in the playoffs.
Yes. Yes, they do. I mean, you know what, though? I wish I didn't believe in them more than the Magic. I wish I believed in the Magic more. The Magic deserve my belief.
They're very good.
I'm just not ready to give it to them.
I think they're good. Right now they're slated to play the Cavs, which I think they would win that series right now.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Donovan Mitchell has not, you know, really looked like Donovan Mitchell since coming back.
And, Struess, though. Max Struess. They got the Struessel. Yeah.
3-7 in their last 10 now. So
yeah, they blew a bad one to the Clippers.
Yeah.
That which would have been the win that would have been like, oh yeah, Cavs. But you know, they blew that one bad.
Jamel, you asked before we started recording, of the teams that didn't make the playoffs, are there any stars? Let me ask you, on the Brooklyn Nets, is Mikal Bridges a star? Remember how we started this year thinking he was going to become a all-star and then that did not happen?
Yeah. I mean, he's just on a team. Who's the point guard?
On the Nets?
Yeah.
I don't know who the point guard is right now.
Exactly.
Did you call Cam Thomas the starting point guard? No, he's a small forward.
Once again, who's the point guard? Who's the big? They're asking Miles Bridges to just do everything?
I guess technically Ben Simmons is their point guard.
Once again.
Or Dennis Schroeder.
I don't think I could blame Mikal Bridges for what this year was.
Yeah. Raptors, would you say they have any stars right now?
I mean, yeah, Grady Dick.
I mean, he should get in the Hall of Fame for the Black Dick thing.
Grady Dick is a little dick thing. Everybody.
Do we consider Kyle Kuzma a star?
I don't. I consider him I consider him a kept man.
Jamel, over in the Western Conference, the Timberwolves and the Nuggets are tied for first currently. I think the Timberwolves do hold the tiebreaker, so they would be the number one seed. Followed closely by the Thunder, the Clippers. Then we got the Mavericks and Pelicans a little further back. And then it's a clusterfuck over in the play-in.
I'm really proud of the West and the refereeing crews for doing whatever they had to do to make sure we got all of the stars in the Western playoffs. We got all the stars. There's no missing stars. We even got Mike Conley.
Does Ja Morant count?
Oh, yeah, true.
He's out. He's obviously injured, but not playing.
Yeah, yeah. But that is, you're right. He's the only one that's missing. Are we missing
Victor
anyone
Wembanyama,
else?
I would argue, could be called a star.
See, I just need a – I'm like an old man. I'm like Dominique Wilkins in this way, where it's like next year I would like to see him in the play-in. Because he needed to learn how to play. He needed to learn that the NBA wasn't real basketball.
Yeah, he did he did pick it up real quick, though. I feel like by December he was playing like a star.
Nah, he's right there. He's right there. And next year he will be – currently he's probably number 21 on my list of top 20 important people to see in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He's right on the edge.
I will say
because look at the rest of that team. It's a bunch of goofballs.
I know. And they have 20 wins. They're 20-59. That's not very good, obviously. I will say they played a lot of close. Like, they lost 59 games, but, like, a lot of those were closer than you would expect because of him, pretty much.
Yeah, listen. They played some good ball for a team that was actively trying to lose. And he is amazing. But as far as this year's playoffs, hell no. I did not want to see the Spurs at all.
Yeah. Jamal, let me ask you. The 9-10 playing game right now is, if it were to end today, the season, it would be the Lakers and the Warriors. Is this the last gasp of the LeBron James, Steph Curry era?
It should be. I'm guessing we'll get one more year at least, but it should be.
Do you think LeBron, do you think Bronny declaring for the draft, that's just bullshit, right? That's just him trying to.
Yeah, he's just maneuvering. He's just trying to get a good, better look from a school, from another school.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, sure. He's an elite defender.
But we don't think that he's going to actually get drafted and LeBron's going to go join whatever team that he gets drafted by, right?
You know what I will say? Executive producer of this podcast, CJ Toledano, made a great point the other night to me. He said that actually, if you really think about it real hard, this draft is supposed to be the worst draft in, what, eons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't, if you're Bronny and you might not ever get out of the second round anyway, you might never be a first round pick if you're Bronny. Declaring for the worst draft ever might get you a better look than you're supposed to get.
That's very true.
That's a very good point. That is a great point.
Especially in a draft where the talent, there's a dearth of talent. You're looking for those intangibles. And, I think having LeBron James as your dad is a pretty big tangible.
That's tangible as fuck.
Yeah. Jamal, I'm going to ask you, what is wrong with the Phoenix Suns?
I mean, they just haven't played together long. It's just a bunch of dudes who probably don't hang out together and just met.
Do you think Kevin Durant hangs out with anyone at this point?
Nah, I think he hangs out with his man from Twitter. From the podcast or whoever. And he's just going to like supper clubs.
By himself.
Yeah. And then, you know, and Brad's got like two kids. So it's like, where is he going? He's going back to the crib.
I think Devin Booker hangs out with too many people probably.
Devin Booker's hanging out with like peaceful thugs all the time.
He just seems like he's a fun guy to hang out with. I don't know why.
He seems like he's hanging out with reformed thugs.
like
car club vibes, because he's a car guy.
Like Devin he's Booker's just he's like running dudes. A bakery for ex-cons to come to a job.
Yeah, that's honestly what I feel like he's. That's why he's made his shoes nurse shoes, because everybody in his crew all their girlfriends is nurses. So he was like, yo, I'll make some shoes we could hoop in. And then they could rock to the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, Vlasy Vlu.
All of his friends are getting their associate's degrees.
All of his friends are, it's either them or significant others are working on an associate degree. They're doing night classes. They're nurse practitioners. One of them got in trouble for stealing pills. But they got a good heart, though, man. That was a long time ago.
Do you think the window for the Suns has kind of passed?
As a Wizards fan, I can only hope so. But truth be told, my theory is always if you keep it together long enough, it'll eventually pay dividends. I just need to see a full season of the team together.
That feels like a tall order.
Yeah, I know. It's because of Durant. Like, but where is he going to go? Like, I don't know. Phoenix is pretty good in terms of real estate value and like where everybody's going to end up after global warming.
Oh, I think Phoenix is a bad idea.
Because it's going to be 200 degrees.
You know, this pains me to say, Jamel, but you know where, like, the number one place in America to go to is?
We already took Milwaukee, right?
Milwaukee, yeah. We got to move to Milwaukee. We got to become Bucks fans. We got to open a bar.
Should we get on that now? Do you want to go half on a house out there?
Sure.
Honestly, I would. I have no money. I have no money. But my credit is solid.
I don't have much money either, and I have okay credit.
I think between the two of us, if we don't put my name on it and we just show them you feel me? Off the white man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right, let's try it.
Let's find a farm or something to open a compound on.
Something, man. Start growing hops.
Yeah. If we grew hops, that would be incredible because
we should just go be Laverne and Shirley. Let's just go get a job at a brewery.
Who would be our Lenny and Squiggy? I guess our respective partners.
Yeah, yeah. The women in our lives already.
Yeah. Jamel, Minnesota Timberwolves, Karl-Anthony Towns is back, baby. Although he is not playing tonight, I don't think, but he is back.
Hey, you know what? He's back and Anthony Edwards is back. He had a 50-point game last night just in time for the fantasy playoffs to be over. I'm glad that he is back for the playoffs, though. Because he was looking a little, you know, he ever since he dislocated his finger off that dunk, mm-hmm. It's kind of just been up and down from him. I mean, the team's been solid, but just his performances have been kind of...
Well, he was asked, I think, maybe last week, you know, he was basically like, you're in a shooting slump. Like, are you worried about that with the playoffs coming up? And he just was like, very confidently, like, nah, I know what's wrong. I'll fix that shit. He's the best, man. He's so funny.
Yeah, he is pretty cool. And I fuck with that.
Yeah. Very cute dog, too.
Yeah,
or nah. Several cute dogs, but he has a clear favorite that he Ant Jr. is his favorite dog.
Like, I wonder. And wait a minute, who wasn't it Towns at the beginning of the year who was like, Ant, you need to work on your diet, and we all were like, how dare you, Carl Anthony? Like, I don't know what I feel like the energy was. Maybe Carl wasn't authorized to say that.
Was but that like this season?
Yeah, that was like the preseason. That feels like of this
a million
season.
Years ago.
And now they're the one seed.
Yeah.
Who knows if Ant actually worked on his diet, but they are the one seed now.
I mean, it very clearly has become Anthony Edwards' team. I wonder if Carl Anthony Towns calling him a fat ass or whatever is like what motivated him.
Yeah.
Like, what this is my team now.
Oh, I'm fat.
Yeah.
And guess what? Naz Reid turned out to be a great signing.
Oh, absolutely. He's been great for them.
Bro, at what point are we the collective NBA fan fucker, going to give the Timberwolves their due? They overpaid for Gobert, but so the fuck what? Look at this team.
Okay, well, here's where I need to... I am high on the Timberwolves. I think they're fun. I love Ant. I think, you know, I think they could have a chance to win a round or two. But if you're not going to give it to the fucking Celtics, who are a much better team with more experience, you can't just give it to the Timberwolves like this.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I guess I'm only doing this because the reaction to the way this team was built together was so negative. Like, like everybody was like, I mean, me too. It was like, yeah, this is dumb and it's going to be a disaster. But now they're the one seed. It still remains to be seen. They could be the Hawks. They could totally be the Hawks. And it could be a not good. But I just think... their decisions have aged well, is all.
Yeah, I think.
And I did give it to the Celtics. They kept the fucking their core together. You know, that's nobody true, does that.
But you also you don't think they're gonna win or anything.
I mean, I think the Celtics are gonna. Oh, you mean the Wolves or
the Celtics?
I mean, yeah. Once tune into the Patreon for what I think about that. Because that's really
Airbuds Pod.
It's there. It's on them. It's on the Celtics to do what it takes to win. I'm not sure if they will.
When do you think we're going to get the very first Jason Tatum, Kobe text screen grab of this playoff season?
He's finals.
I think it might be like 5:45 p.m. day of game one, round one.
During the play-in. As he's watching the play-in, he's going to get a text from Kobe that says, man, these games are crazy. Did you see that? Man, you see that?
Yeah, he's probably going to send a text to Kobe's number that says, like, I'm locked in, Bean. And then, like, post that. And I would argue if you're texting a dead person, an imaginary person in your mind, you're not locked in. You're locked into the wrong thing.
You're locked into fantasies. You're locked into the imaginarium.
Right. You're locked into creating this legacy where you are Kobe's heir apparent, winning.
Is this the Celtics' best chance? Is this the Timberwolves' best chance?
No, because the Denver Nuggets sitting at number two technically, but you know, tied for first, really. I think they're standing in their way.
Next question. What are the Pelicans?
They're a big bird, and they can put fish in their mouth. And nice. I don't know. What are they? Is Zion good now?
I mean, it seems like they've figured some shit out, like some long-term shit.
I mean... Okay, so they're 5-5 in their last 10. They are pretty good. I feel like they've beaten a lot of very good teams. They
listen, they held water against they had the Suns breathing down their neck all year.
Yeah.
And they just outlasted them.
Better on the road than at home.
Okay, so that's what they are. They like to get away from the beignets.
Yeah, they're 26-14 on the road, 21-18 at home. That seems
They must hang out together on the road.
I bet they do.
This seems like a movie night squad. Well, and that's all to keep Zion away from hoes. I think CJ and them and was like, look, man, Brandon Ingram and Zion, if we don't leave them, if we aren't with them on the road, they're going to be on Backpage. So let's just all stay together all the time.
You think Brandon Ingram's like that?
Well, there's just that moment in the press, at the in season tournament when they found out they were going to Vegas. They both looked at each other like fucking risky business.
I don't remember that moment.
Yeah. But,
I think Brandon Ingram to me seems like
he's not awake,
or like a psychopath, kind of. Like he's just obsessive. Like he's watching like the most violent anime you could find, two full seasons a night.
Okay, yeah. I think we're friends with this specific. I think we have a few homies that are this specific guy.
Yeah, and it's just like he's figuring out how to translate this anime into his game on the court.
Yeah. How do I impale the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can I punch someone so hard they explode?
With a basketball.
Yeah.
Hey, I just hope they're around for years to come. I know CJ's getting up there, and I mean, the dude, he like got shot in the lung this year as well.
How old is Zion now? He's 23.
Come on, man. Nobody is 25. You're either 23 or you're 31.
Brandon Ingram has got to be what, 26?
It feels right.
26, I was right.
Well done.
Yeah, they'll keep this team together for a while. I think CJ will die on the court, probably.
I just hope I'm not there. Or maybe I should be.
You could probably help.
I would like to help. If I could.
Going back to the Denver Nuggets real quick, they are, I think, even though they are not the number one seed, they are the best team in the West, I believe. Nikola Jokic is, you know, unbelievable, probably going to win MVP again. But do you, like me, root for them to fail miserably simply because Michael Porter Jr. is on their team?
I guess not. I guess I'm not. I don't want to see just Michael Porter fail. I guess I root against them just for parity now. Like, hey, you got your one. Let's see who else could get one.
If you're not aware, Michael Porter Jr. Went on a podcast yesterday and used some slurs against transgender people.
Oh, word?
And kind of threw around some vague allegations about, you know, kind of very not so thinly veiled homophobic allegations about NBA players hooking up with transgender people.
I mean, look, dude, where you been? Where you been, Michael? Yeah. It's not just Eddie Murphy. It's everybody.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know, this is also happening with the women's national team, the soccer team. Somebody on the roster for the last tournament was on the same type wave. I mean, this is sports, man. And sometimes athletes are fundamentalist Christians.
Yeah, but between this and the WNBA bullshit and the Bible bullshit and the anti-vax bullshit.
I've had enough of that fat bastard.
Like, just go away, Michael Porter Jr., or just stop talking.
It'd be cool. Like, the thing about it is, just stop talking. Like, none of us can actually get you to change your mind. That's totally on you. But what you can do is actually keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah. Or, you know what? I don't believe, this isn't a shut up and dribble thing. You know, speak your mind if you want, but
it's on the other side of the line. It's like, you're acting like you can't work with these people. You're acting like somebody's doing something that you don't deserve to be around. That's the problem. It's like, bro, you're at fucking work. Your coworkers do not have to believe everything you believe. You just have to play basketball with them and just show a little fucking respect.
Also, like, weird timing to go, like, your little brother is like probably going to federal prison soon for fixing basketball games, and you're on some random podcast talking about trans people. Like,
stress makes people do interesting things better.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about that.
The Thunder, are they real?
The Thunder don't seem real.
I agree with that, which is weird because they're very good and very fun, but they just seem, they still seem so young, right? Like, they're just going to get overwhelmed, I think, by,
yeah, there's a couple clear mismatches at the wings that you could exploit.
Yeah, odds are they're going to be facing the Mavericks in round one. And, I'm sorry, that's not true. Probably the Pelicans, which actually might be a good matchup for them.
Yeah, yeah, sure. That's a winnable, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the Thunder might have it over the Pelicans. The Mavericks, I've been saying for years that the Mavs are frauds. I kind of walked that back recently, saying they're actually for real. In a 7-game first round series against the Los Angeles Clippers, who wins?
Man, it's really cool that we're getting Mavs Clippers again. We needed it again. I don't know how to feel about that in general.
We're getting James Harden. We're getting old James Harden versus young James Harden. We're getting
James versus
Luka.
Iconoclast.
Yeah.
We're getting a goddamn iconoclast. And Russ. Russ looks good right now.
Yeah. Paul George. Playoff PP is coming up.
Playoff PP is back. And it's a little dribbling down your pants. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm going with the Clippers because I was so heavy on the Clippers at the start of the year. So I can't just switch up just yet. It's like I was heavy on the Clippers and the Mavs, and now they're playing each other again.
Obviously the Mavs have Luka and Kyrie, who's been unreal as well. But I think just in terms of like depth and like that 8-man rotation that you see in the playoffs, like the Clippers probably have it over them, right?
I mean, it's they should. But yeah. You know, we'll see. We'll see how much PP is in the tank.
Also, Tyronn Lue, I know a mere 3 years ago when he was available to become the Sixers coach, I was really, really wanting Tyronn Lue, and then the Sixers hired Dr. Rivers. And I thought, what a bad decision. Tyronn Lue is an actual good coach. There's been a few games this year where I'm like, is Tyronn Lue a good coach? Like, just some awful decision making.
There it is. We're not so sure at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. They had a real shaky March. And I feel like February too. Maybe I'm tripping, but then they got that big one against the Cavs, and then Russ had a triple-double last night.
Yeah. 7-3 in their last 10. They're doing they seem to be back to their January ways, but you know, we'll see.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean, it's one of the best rivalries going in the NBA right now, and I don't think anyone cares to see it.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm excited for this series. I think this might be, if this is how it shakes out, and I think it probably will shake out, that it's Clippers-Mavs, I think that's going to be a really fun series.
I hope you're right, goddammit. And I'm going with the Clippers in 8.
I'm going with the Clippers in 9.
Nice.
Jamal, anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No. Well, yeah, no.
Well.
Oh, wait.
Guess what?
Actually, yes. I do have something to talk about.
Good.
Shows. I got shows. I'm in shows. I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana with Rob Thursday night. The 11th at Lafayette Comedy. And then Friday and Saturday, we're doing some stuff at Friday night. We're at Mid-City Yacht Club. And then Saturday, we are at Junk Drawer Coffee with the sports drink guys. And then on the 19th and 20th, I am in Fort Collins at the Comedy Fort in Colorado. And on the 21st, the Sunday, I'm at Boulder, the Boulder Comedy Show. And I will be at those shows.
And if you're in Colorado or Louisiana, you should be there too.
Please.
Please go, please. Airbuds Pod on all social medias, patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to support the buds. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.